Eh bien, moi, Pierre Berthelot, j'écoute Melting Pod avec Annie de Marseille.
C'est juste oublié générique vapeur.
Ah oui, pardon.
Et donc, oh, Jérémy, s'il te plaît.
Et donc, moi, Pierre
Berthelot... Oh non, mais Jérémy, tu...
Eh bien, moi, Pierre Berthelot de Générique Vapeur, j'écoute Melting Pod avec Annie de Marseille.
Parfaitement.
Alors, qu'est-ce que tu crois?
Hello.
Hello, Manny.
Ah, bonjour, Annie. Ah, ça va bien?
Oui, je suis à l'heure, hein. T'as vu cette fois-ci?
Tu es à l'heure, ouais. Ben, tout le monde est à table, là. Qui c'est que tu veux que je te fasse?
Adam et Billy.
Ok.
Adam ou Billy?
Hey, he didn't play you, did he? He got a bad me, doesn't he? Jake does a better me.
How are you, Billy?
I'm good. We're here, son. Yeah, we made it.
It's nice, Europe. It's really cold in Belgium, no?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, you must come to Marseille. Today is very nice with sun and blue sky.
I wish. Yeah. I wish. We'll get there soon enough.
In which land are you playing the next days?
In the next days? I don't know. I don't know nothing. I just. I never know. I just get in the van and go. And I think we're playing Germany for the next couple of days.
Yes.
We'll be right back.
Welcome to Melting Pod with the Black Hellos. Good morning, guten Tag, bonjour. Today, April 6th, we are with the Black Hellos for this show with an interview with Billy, the Black Hellos singer just arriving in Europe 1 month ago in their tour manager house, Manny House. As you heard at the beginning of the show, Billy was not very good with the European tour dates. You could find them on Manny's website, teenageheadmusic.com. Mais je peux vous donner ici les dates de la tournée en France qui démarrera le 9 avril à Nice, au Volume, le 18 à Rennes, Mondo Bizarre, le 19 avril à Paris, Seine-Bastille, le 20 avril à Caen, au Bar La Place. If they come in your town, don't miss them, and you will enjoy the show like my friend Lars in Sweden. He took a lot of photos. I give you his link on my website, www.meltingpod.com. But speaking about photos, I found the Valentine's Day and interesting pictures from Billy on his MySpace website, and I give you a part of the interview with him about that. I'm waiting to see you in concert because I saw some pictures on your website, on my website for the Valentine's Day, for example.
Yeah, I put that up for one day. I only put it up for one day. I don't know if it's still out there. It's probably on a bunch of gay porno sites now. People probably downloaded it and put it up on gay porn sites. It was funny because, like, doing that, that was from, the picture was from a show in, in Huntington Beach, California. Was on stage and this girl was saying, she goes, "You never go naked, you're never completely naked, he's a tease. He never goes naked, he's always just in his underwear and all," and I just dropped it and just went, "Okay, here." And it was so funny because they have a big copy of it now in the bar in Huntington Beach. They made a big copy of that picture. So when you walk in, that's the first thing you see is me naked.
And you will do that for me too.
I never know what's going to happen. That just happened, and I was like, yeah, this is good.
But I already downloaded it. I have your picture on my
phone. Oh, you do?
I mean, you don't give me your agreement to put this picture on my
phone. Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Yes, I
can. Go ahead.
I will try first to take my own pictures next Sunday at the Black Hellos show, and I will give you the result on meltingpod.com. But now I want to give you another short interview I did with Buzz Bistrup, the Angels drummer, because I used this interview for the April 1st to make joke, and it was not the reality. I want to be honest with you and with Buzz, my good friend Buzz. Here is a true interview without cut. It's the beginning of the same interview I started a few months ago with Billy from the Black Hellos for my actually famous show, The Woman Show. Do you remember?
What is your best part of being a rocker?
What is the best part?
Yes, for you.
The best part, I think, is from a musician's point of view, being able to make music that people move to, you know, and playing rock music is all about beat, and it's very primal and very, very sensual. So rock music is fantastic, and that's the best part about it, I think, is watching people enjoy it, watching people get off on your music, and then getting to meet them afterwards.
It's a nice answer. And what is the worst part of being a rocker?
Of being a rocker? Having to live up to the sex, drugs and rock and roll tag. You know, having to service so many groupies and drink so many bottles of scotch, when really I just would rather have a cup of tea and have a nice quite lie down somewhere. But you know, we have to keep up the you know, the sex, drugs, and rock and roll thing, and I just get so over it, you know. After my third bottle of scotch and, you know, fourth girl after the show, it gets a bit, you know.
The worst.
Blase, I think. Yeah, it gets a bit too rock star, you know.
I understand. It's very hard.
It is. Well, it's not very hard at the moment.
Okay. You will like that show and have the luck to see the Black Halos in tour in Europe. The songs you heard come from their last album, Alive Without Control. The first song is called Three Sheets to the Wind, the second, Search World USA, and now Studio Suffering. Like always, give me the pleasure to read your comments on meltingpot.com. Bye, tschüss, au revoir, à la prochaine fois, and stay connected with Melting Pod. Billy, we can plan a live interview before you...
Yeah, that'd be awesome. We'll do a live interview. That'd be awesome.
Okay, Billy.
Okay, take care. Thank you.
Thank you. In 1 month, we meet you.
1 month, we'll see you then.
Yes.
Yay. Long live Rock and Roll Podcast.
Yes.
Okay, bye-bye. We'll talk to you then.
Hey, this is Frank Meyer from the Streetwalkin' Cheetahs, and you are listening to The Melting Pot, straight out of Marseille, baby. Rock and roll.